Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9 o'clock, top of the hour, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we said we'd get you guys in here. You all got thoughts on this Cal stuff. It seems to be all Cal. We had some James Harden conversation a little bit earlier. We'll get back to that in a little bit. But this seems to be mostly Andre Johnson, Cal, Deshaun, and Jack Easterby. This is what sports talk is in Houston now.
That's what people care about.
And other sports cities, in other cities, aren't they talking about like sports or something?
Well, some of their teams are in the playoffs in the NFL.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something if our team was in the playoff, actually won a wild card game last week and they were in the playoffs?
It would be something.
That would be something different. That would be great. That would be neat. Let's get, who's first? Julio. Julio's first up. What do you say, Julio?
I love the show. I had a question about Andre, how he's been a hypocrite about getting paid 2 contracts in like 5 years, and he wanted a third one, and he talked about how the players are getting wasted. But he took all that money. He didn't say nothing at the time. What
do
you guys think about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, he got paid handsomely. There's no question about that. But he also, there's a lot of guys that get paid handsomely and they win. And don't, you know, waste their career is, you know, I guess if you don't win and you don't win big, a lot of players will feel like that they did. They wasted their career by not winning big. Andre was about winning. He also got his money.
He got his bag, but wasn't like he dogged it for the Texans.
No.
When he got paid, he kept being the same guy.
Another thing that might have pissed Andre, there's probably a few things. One, he did waste his whole career and didn't get the big payoff at the end with the win, with the Super Bowl win. Number two is he had to finish his career elsewhere because the Texans went, they were smart. But that'll piss off a lot of guys. He was a lifer. He's a Ring of Honor guy for the organization, the best player that ever played here when he retired. And he had to go finish elsewhere because they wouldn't pay him again. And he thought he could still play. He was wrong. They were right. It was the right move, but it still pisses a guy off. I don't know if he's hypocritical because he took the money. He got paid handsomely. That's what happens in the NFL. Guys get paid, especially really, really good players like Andre. He's supposed to get paid. Who's next? Liff or Chuck? Liff. What's up, Liff?
Yo, yo.
What do you say, man?
Lance, double rods to you, gentlemen.
Double back rods. At you, Liff. You doing, long time no hear from.
Della Nadova, good morning. Fix your attitude.
That's not my name. It don't tell me
it
what to do.
It kind of is. It kind of is, and he's kind of right.
It is this morning. All right, so coming there, he has to see that this is shaping up really, really poorly. Andre Johnson, well respected for his play, but also well respected for not being a diva, being soft spoken, not speaking up, and being that type of receiver. And here he is talking trash about the organization. Yeah, we already know what's happening with Deshaun, but nobody's talking about. J.J. Watt has been talking trash for weeks. He's walking off the field apologizing for wasting years. He's upset about the stuff that's happening in the organization as well, and that's kind of being slept on, which leads me to believe that obviously it's more than just these two people. You know that there are other people in that locker room, other players in that locker room who are fed up too. Kyle McNair needs to wake up and realize that it's really time to shake this whole thing up. He did with Nick, and hopefully, but this What's his name? Easterby. What was his name?
Easterby.
Yeah, he's got to go. He is a dead man walking. God is making room in heaven for this man. And I'm out.
Yeah, man, we don't want...
Not literally.
Not literally.
Yeah.
For the Texans organization, hopefully because then you're right. Lance, you hit it on the head. They can get back to business. All the distractions, the questions, the players, everything. It can, once Nick Caserio can take over, Nick Caserio can hire a coach, Cal can move into the background and not talk anymore. Cal and let football people do football things and really hopefully, you know, and get this thing back on track.
I really believe they just want to get back to doing. Since Bill O'Brien took over, it's just been the firing secretaries, Jeff Kaplan, you're done. But then he's moving his stuff out of his office, but then he's not officially fired. And Bill O'Brien says, don't take him off the website. I don't want Lance to be right. So they put him in a different consulting role. Now he's in charge of COVID stuff. But OB got him out. There was a big fight between the medical side and the performance side about different players coming back and not coming back. That almost, what I was told, led to a fist fight between guys on the medical side, guys on the performance side. Because Bill O'Brien wanted to get guys back on the field, you know. And so then you were lined up with who were Rick's guys. So Bill O'Brien just summarily was just whacking people who were considered Rick guys. The fact that Matt Bazergan, who was a Brian Gang guy, is still around is probably a testament to the fact that he's pretty good at his job. Baz is pretty well respected around there. James Lipford, I don't know if he was already in the building or if he was a Gang guy, but Lipford is, you know, has a relationship. He worked for the Patriots. So he's going to stick around for sure. We'll see what happens with Bazergan. It wouldn't shock me if Nick Caserio doesn't make a lot of changes. If he keeps the building, especially if it saves a little bit of money for Cal, not having to pay off other people's contracts and bring new people in at different contracts. Because we know that anything that Nick Caserio wants, I mean, people get the best deals against Cal. Cal's going to have to spend the most money of anybody. There is no mechanism in place from a negotiating standpoint to protect him against people just looting him for horrific contracts. So it may stay the same in the building. And that would be fine. I'm sure the personnel, the scouting, of course, I say in the building. I don't know how many people are actually even in the building right now.
No, they're not. They're not in the building.
They're not even in the
building. No, I just got worried.
Just from a figurative sense in the building.
No. Just from a literal sense. They're not. People aren't in the building.
Figuratively, when I say in the building is what I mean. But I'm sure everyone wants it to get back to normal. And I don't think it's been normal probably since OB and Rick Smith started brawling behind the scenes. It's probably been a nightmare for a lot of people, I would assume.
Yep. Tyler's next. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I wanted to call and talk about Dre's contract. I don't know exactly what it was, but didn't he have a really, really bad contract?
Yes.
Either his agent, it was his friend or family member or something negotiated it for him.
Yeah.
His uncle negotiated a bad deal, yes.
And then his uncle, really ugly.
He was the best receiver in the league at the time, and he should have got paid, but that's a real testament to, you know, the dude staying around and being the face of an organization. And I think he really just said it was done, you know, and said he's not going to have anything to do with it as long as Easterby's around, you know. But I just wanted to see if you guys had any insight on that contract and, you know, if the Texans ended up making it up to him in later contract dealing.
So I remember it was a contract for like $7.5 million. As soon as it was done, his uncle did a terrible deal. And it wasn't long before Dre was really upset about that deal. And Rick Smith, you know, Rick negotiated the deal. Rick got a good deal for the team. That's his job. And or Olsen did, however that went down. And then Dre was really upset about it. And the players were upset for Dre. And to Rick's credit, he gave in. He didn't have to, but he gave in because Rick was having some issues with some players in the building not really being. They kind of thought he was. They didn't trust him. They didn't trust that Rick wasn't kind of a little bit of a snitch behind the scenes going to owner. They didn't know if he could trust him. So He had some issues, I remember, with a few players, whether he knew it or not. And redoing the Dre deal, Rick negotiated a good deal. He didn't have to go back on it, but he did, and it was probably the right move and a smart move. The right move from a sense of keeping peace in the building with your best player at an important time. They redid Dre's contract. The team redid Dre's contract when they didn't have to. That's on your uncle for doing a bad deal.
Yeah.
You chose your uncle to be your representative. He did a horrible, he didn't know what he's doing. Just in. People who don't have a background in what it is that they're doing are probably going to do a bad job. Signed, Andre Johnson's uncle, Bill O'Brien, and Jack Easterby. That's just the facts. If you don't know what you're doing, why do you expect them to do a good job?
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Hey, let's change it up on the other side. We'll talk about James Harden saga. Why we always got to crush Cal and Jack Easterby when we got James Harden here? We can do that too. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
1 year ago today, what happened here in the city of Houston?
I know what. Astros stuff.
No, Luno and Hinch were fired.
Oh, so it had already come out.
Yeah, it had already come out.
Oh, they got fired fairly quickly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, wait a minute, it came out after the Texans lost in the wild card to the Chiefs.
Right.
But that was a week later this year. And, yeah. So it had already come out. The Astros stuff had already come out. So
yep.
They got fired 1 year ago today.
Right.
Quick. I miss those guys. Quick. I miss the guy. Dusty did a good job. James Click, I never even hear him talk. Like, it's like James Click doesn't exist.
No.
If you don't make a move, do you exist?
No. No, there's that tree. There's no tree falling in the woods. I'd love to have a tree. Well, the Ryan Stanek tree fell in the woods, whatever that means. Quick, who is the oldest quarterback in the AFC divisional round?
Oldest quarterback AFC divisional round. Oh, my God. It's Baker.
Baker.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah. And then Pat. And then Josh. And then Lamar.
Wouldn't Pat and Lamar, well, they came out together. No. No, Pat didn't come out with Lamar.
Pat is second oldest, I think. Josh Allen is 24 years old.
Whatever. There's four quarterbacks.
Pat Mahomes is 25. And I think I'm right. And Lamar Jackson is 24. He was born January 7th. Josh Allen's the youngest.
Josh Allen's the youngest?
Followed by Lamar, then Pat Mahomes, and Baker's the oldest.
Well, he just turned 24, January 7th. So wouldn't Lamar be the youngest?
Oh no, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Lamar is the youngest. Yeah, I was right on the first one.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold's younger than Lamar.
713-780-3776. The number 713-780-3776.
Sam Darnold has played 3 years. He's 23 years old right now. He's still got a lot of football left.
Sam
possibly,
Darnold?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Sam Darnold's got a lot of football. Once he gets out of there, gets a good coach and gets some receivers, Sam Darnold is going to be a good quarterback.
He turned 23 this
summer. Sam Darnold has a lot of football left.
He turned 23 this summer.
Yeah. James Harden. Here was James Harden. What a wonderful game it was last night. It was a It was they were down by 21 after the first quarter. I think it was 35-14. 35-14 after the first quarter. We were there. It was the worst atmosphere I've ever been at for a Rockets game. The worst. And here's James Harden after the game.
James, are you surprised that y'all never made a run at all? Made a run at all in, in this one?
We're just not good enough. You know, we just we don't obviously chemistry, talent wise, just everything. And it was clear. Like I said, these last few games, they just from the beginning of the game, they were just aggressive. Veteran team, obviously, championship team, and you know, one of the best teams that we have in this league. You know, I love this city. I literally, have done everything that I can. I mean, this situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, yeah, thanks.
And then he left. That one statement, and then he left. And then John Wall chimed in. And there isn't really anything that James said that is inaccurate. And there really isn't anything that John Wall said that is inaccurate.
And like I told everybody tonight, and I told the guys before, when the 1 through 15 guys all on the same page and they commit, they know their role, they know what they want to do, they know what they want to get out of this, that's the win, you all will be fine. But when you have certain guys in the mix that don't want to buy in all as one, it's going to be hard to do anything special or do anything good as a basketball team. I've been on those teams, and my 11 years been in the league. I've been on a team like that my first 5 years where it was all about me, not about the team, and that hurts, and it brings everybody down. So when we can get all on the same page, we can be something good here. And we can't dwell down on it because it's only been 9 games. Like, come on, man. You want to jump off the cliff off of 9 games? There's a lot of basketball still to be played.
That's John Wall. He's right. He's speaking directly about James Harden. There's no question about that. So, I mean, both guys are right. And what the only option that the organization has right now, the only option is to get rid of James and take whatever. Take whatever you can get now. I mean, you can't. James Lance, you're getting less and less and less and less every day.
Oh, well. Every
time
what, James?
He puts
pull
more pizza in his mouth.
Pull your head out of your ass and stop.
Every time he on the way to the game, he's shoving down a large with pepperoni and sausage. Okay?
You can't let James eat his way out of Houston.
He is eating his way out of Houston already.
I just think that's a bad camera.
Well, there's nothing.
No, camera adds 30 pounds.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't add 30, okay?
That's what they say.
10. It puts a little bit on you. No, well, no. You know 20? What adds 30 pounds? A pizza a day. Okay?
He was just playing basketball not that long ago in a bubble. He was thinner than that.
He's not playing basketball anymore. Have you seen his numbers? He stopped playing basketball now.
When's the last time he hit over 21?
It was six games ago.
6 games ago?
Yeah.
This guy who scored 40 consecutively for like 1,000 games.
His first 3 games were 44, 30-something, 30-something, and then he shut it. It was Operation Shutdown. Operation Shut It Down. Okay? So that's what James is bringing right now.
I don't like any of this.
Yeah. So you got to get him out of here. You got to get him out of here. And listen, if I'm Christian Wood, I'm like, really? I went from Detroit, which I thought I'm going to Houston or get to the Western Conference Finals. They got James Harden, a superstar. We're going to add John Wall. What? Look at my life now. I got $41 million, and now this is what I get.
Yep, this is what you get.
Wow, it's honestly. Is Detroit a better situation than Houston is right now? Is there a worse situation?
Is James willing to go wherever just to get out, or is it going to have to be? I still think it has to be his.
No, game. He's going to just get out now. Why? I don't think he has much option.
Why?
I don't think because I don't know if he's heard. He's not getting. They're not getting much for him. You're not getting.
You do not give up 40 points a game for nothing. This is bullcrap. James is in a tank. We know he is. You got to. Sorry, come up with it. You want James Harden, come up with it.
Who wants,
now,
but okay.
Yeah, I don't know who wants
now,
him.
Now, name all those teams that are clamoring for the fat guy.
That's not my job to come up with the names of teams.
All right, name all the teams that are like, can't wait to get James Harden in here.
Honestly, and this is not a joke, honestly, Daryl Morey should take responsibility for this.
He should get Ben Simmons up.
At first, I didn't want him, but now I want him.
Oh, I'll take Ben Simmons right now.
Things have changed.
We should have done that. We should have done that a lot.
I want Ben Simmons now.
Now.
Ben Simmons and some other stuff.
Let Daryl have his whoopee again. Yeah. Let him have James back.
See how he likes 15 pounds overweight with braids, James. That's not as good as the more slender faux hawk, James.
I think James stops eating. James does a cleanse once he gets out of here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see James magically get in shape in his first game for whatever team he plays for, 36.
Yeah.
And he'll get back to he'll start getting to the free throw line again. Free throw line stuff is the easiest way to gauge activity level and interest in the game for James. If he's getting to the free throw line a lot, that means James is getting his points and he's trying to score. If the free throws are down, it's a surefire indicator that the effort level is subpar.
Yeah.
And this is why all you simps who wanted to try to throw James as being better than Hakeem Olajuwon, this is what y'all get. Mark ass bitches. James Harden is never going to be in the dreams category. Ever. One is a baller, one is a competitor. But Hakeem tried to get out of town. Hakeem had a fight with an owner who called him, a general manager who basically said he was faking an injury, which he may have been, because he didn't like his contract deal. Dream also is a guy who played his ass off all the time. Is a guy who was competitive as hell. Never pulled a game six against the San Antonio Spurs crap. Never got filmed out in clubs after playoff losses. Never, I mean, come on. Never was on boats, on yachts, at big parties with artists after getting eliminated from playoffs where you don't even try against the Spurs. For you James Harden simps, it is never ever going to equate. This for you too, Daryl. It's never going to equate. You can throw the PER at me as much as you want. He will never be Dream.
Never.
Ever. 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 Never. So you can shut that right down. Shut it down. Never, ever. It's a wrap. It's over. Your hopes and dreams of James Harden, the guy you've grown up watching, being the best player that ever played for the Rockets. Nope. Case closed. We're done. So don't ever say it again. Don't bring it up again. Get your Houston card pulled. Be out of here. And I didn't watch Dream, then get your ass on some YouTube. You're out there watching unboxing videos and you're watching reaction videos to people playing Fortnite or playing Madden or playing NBA 2K or whatever, or prank videos. Why don't you do me a favor? While you're on there, see if you can start getting some related videos that involve Hakeem Olajuwon. Just Google Clutch City Rockets. Google Hakeem Olajuwon. Watch his highlights if you want. Okay? Go Google this. Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, sexual assault.
No, not sexual assault.
Google You've that.
Gone too far now.
See what shows up. Google it. See what shows up. I bet you a video of him doing the move where he fakes under, and then he does the jump hook. I know the move. I've seen that move 100 mm-hmm. billion times. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
He ruined David Robinson's career. We don't even talk about David Robinson as one of the great big men of all time. And he probably was. But he had his entire career destroyed in one series.
The night he got the MVP.
It was just bad luck for David Robinson. And his career was over. Do you ever mention, this is a guy who was like 27 and 15. Do you ever mention Never. David Robinson as one of the greats?
Never.
I forget about him. When people say, what about the centers in the 90s? Oh, yeah, Dream, Ewing, Mutombo, Shaq. And I'm like, also David Robinson, you know, the MVP. Oh, yeah, Longley, Lambeer,
Longley.
Vlade. David Robinson. I totally forgot after he got assaulted.
Sexually.
You said it. I didn't.
No, you said it, actually.
You just said
No, you actually said it. You actually did say it.
Just going by what I saw.
Would you since you're telling people to make
SVU
that search,
should have been called in.
Would you use that search on your NFL computer?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm. All of a sudden, you're not going
to
use it.
Yeah, see, that's what I told him to search.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't search that on this computer. So
if, look,
you know, on my phone, I can go to private mode or just public mode.
It's your phone.
I'll just search on my phone right now. Mm-hmm.
Is your computer insured?
I don't know. I don't have computer insurance. I have homeowner's insurance from TGS Insurance, and they've made it really easy. They understand that for a lot of people, you're not going to want to, you're like, oh, man, if I have to do this, and I'm going to have to do this, and I don't want to, and it's going to be too hard to make changes and say, okay, here, look, this is what we'll do. Text the word money to 232323. We will, within 15 seconds, you're going to get a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And then from there, they will handle pretty much the rest of the process to get you flipped over to the insurance that they are offering you, an A-rated insurance, and they can get it done in the same day. And they can even get the process started for you to get your money back if they have, if you found that, you know, if you've already paid in advance. I pay in advance to get the discounts. Well, if you've done that, they can get your prorated amount back. Just go to the website for more information at tgsinsurance.com. Don't forget, text the word money to 232323 and switch over and save on an annual savings amount right now. The average annual savings, $900. tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Hey, great news, guys. Actually, this is the lead story that we buried. The Masters are going to have some patrons. Some patrons out there this year. Not fans. Not anything other than patrons. Patrons out there at the Masters this year. Are you guys going? Dell, are you going to the Masters?
No.
I'm not even going to the Combine because I'm hearing in NFL league circles are whispering there's not going to be a Combine this year.
Yeah.
Just too early.
Senior Bowl?
Senior Bowl is going to go down. I may or may not be going. I'm finding out within the next couple of days. Senior Bowl is supposed to happen. Combine, I think they're going to do medicals and then pro days. So it gives it a little bit more time to get vaccines rolled out, things like that. So, yeah, don't be surprised if you don't see a combine this year.
Yeah. I mean, Dell, how much are you going to miss? Okay, which would you rather watch? The guys in their underwear running around or the professional athletes hitting a golf ball at the world's most beautiful property? Which one, Dell?
That's an interesting question, John. What would I rather do? I don't watch the Combine as is, and I don't watch the Masters as is. So you're telling me the Combine may not exist, and the Masters will, but with less patrons?
Yeah.
I enjoy the hum of the patrons because it's like white noise and I get to go to sleep. So will that be less impactful? Those are the questions I have.
What about the roar of the crowd when that putt goes down?
No, I don't like that so much. I just like the murmuring as a guy, his approach. That means that's prime sleep time. It's like white noise for me. So
Why's got to be white noise?
Because that's what it's called. Sorry. It's called black ice, and I complain about that. You want to complain about white noise now?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You're allowed to. Go ahead. I'm just telling you that's what it's called.
Well, I can do both.
Well, you can't do any. You can't do both. Stop rubbing yourself. It's weird. I feel like the Masters I'd miss more because it's prime sleep time. I don't watch the Combine, period. It's for nerds like Lance.
It is for nerds like Lance, yeah. No one's really going to miss it.
When you guys are arguing Balrog versus orcs, stop.
It's your version of that.
Stop. Yeah, that's what
no,
it is.
It's not. It's a professional football league.
No.
It's your version. You got a college football podcast, and these are college football players.
Yeah, but
and you were
it's
a sideline reporter.
You guys ogling 20-year-old men in their underwear.
No.
Okay, that's what it is.
Kind of what it is.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. And there's
to go see that guy's underwear.
And you know they're up there going, man, I hope we get another Andre Smith situation. Yeah. No, who's the
mudslide?
Guy? No, who's the guy who came out of his shorts? Which guy was that?
Oh, Chris Jones.
I know. Yeah, you guys. Man, I hope we have another Chris Jones situation.
No one says they hope that.
I'm sure you guys all say do. It.
To each other.
Yeah, not out loud. Yeah. It'd be weird, but to each other. You whisper.
Not to
civilians. Do you guys ever time orcs? Like when orcs are running after people to kill them? Do you guys ever check out orcs?
I don't.
In their bend and their change of direction?
No.
Because they're the worst. That's why.
You know what?
Well, orcs can't kill anything. No, they're like stormtroopers.
They're pretty fast.
They're like stormtroopers. Completely ineffective.
Did they not surround Boromir and kill him? Yes.
Wouldn't know. Yeah. Don't know that nerd stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what the right guard from Idaho.
Yeah, because it's a multi-billion-dollar business. Well, and the biggest sport in the world.
Lord of the Rings isn't a billion-dollar business. Yeah.
It's in the millions.
No,
it's
in the billions.
That's why they're making another show on Amazon, by the way.
Yeah.
That no one's going to watch.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. No one's going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Has the NFL Combine ever won an Oscar? I don't think so.
It's won an Emmy. Emmy.
Not an Oscar.
Thank you. Good night. Case closed.
This nerd fest is out of control. You two nerdo-ramas.
You're a nerd for the combine.
I'm not a nerd for the combine. That's college football to pro football.
Then he turns into a perv as soon as Chris Jones' shorts come off.
Flopping
you
around.
You guys know you're on the losing end of
nerd
this.
Nerd to perv.
You go from nerd to perv really quickly.
What's faster? Okay. Chris Jones flopping around or Lance going from nerd to perv?
I don't know. Do you ever ask, when you talk about these guys and their feet, do you ever say this?
I like pretty feet.
When you talk about a tackle's feet, is this what you're thinking?
I like pretty feet.
No.
No.
No. I also don't ask them who their favorite Balrog is.
There's only one. It can't be their favorite.
Yeah.
There's only one of them.
Favorite.
Thanks. I knew I could count on you nerds. Yeah, whatever.
That's right.
There's only one Balrog.
Well, you
who's your favorite Balrog, Gary?
Don't know.
That's nerd stuff. Exactly. I'll draft you.
Shall not pass.
You know, is it nerdier than talking about someone being a route chef?
Yeah.
No,
which is you're right. Nerdier. You're right. It's not nerdier. Yeah.
No,
you're right.
That's clever.
It's not clever. It's nerdy.
That's clever.
It's nerdy.
No one had ever said that before. Yeah, no one had ever said that before. That's super clever. It's not embarrassing. It's clever.
It was embarrassing as DK Metcalf.
I made it on national television.
Did you? Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? Lord of the Rings made it on everything. The big screen, not national television.
One thing actually happened.
Yeah.
Me saying route ship.
Balrog and Gandalf fighting and Gandalf falling into the abyss. That's what happened. That really happened.
He went from Gandalf the Grey, John, to what?
Yeah.
Where did he come back as?
The White.
Mm-hmm.
Gandalf the White. Thank you. Good night. Yeah. And we're nerds.
Was the Chris Jones situation the best moment in your entire draft combine life?
No.
You sure? You guys didn't have a lot of fun?
I was talking to Lamar Jackson. Interviewing Lamar Jackson when we interviewed him.
Does his junk fall out too?
No, but they were quick answers. It was not a bunch of wordy
answers.
No,
he's not wordy.
No, there's no not wordy answers.
No.
Me going and doing it with me going up to the set, the main set, and going through a social hit with Molly Karam. My first year there where I had to go do the touch screen thing. And she's like, okay, tell me, Lance. She's like, oh, I like that suit. I'm like, no big deal, Molly.
Molly said that to you?
Yeah, she did. Because I had a tight suit from your boy Festari.
Oh, yeah?
Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a custom cut and everything. I was doing my thing. And then I told her
Molly
one time.
To you?
Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about her being Lebanese. Yeah. And I said something about tabbouleh because, you know, I said, you know, I got a great place in Houston. If you ever come in town, you can go to Shawarma King or House of Kebab. I had to let her know what her food options in Houston were.
Maybe she said, what if she said, I'd really rather have a steak, thanks.
This is what she said. She goes, I can't. She goes, I love Lebanese food so much. She goes, but I can't even have hummus and this. Or I get thicker than a Snickers. And I'm like.
Molly talking about how thick she is.
She said thicker than
now,
a
Snickers.
Now, wait
a minute. Now, this combine thing.
Do you believe
thing,
that?
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on. Do you believe she said thicker than a Snickers?
Swear on Jesus. Yeah, on Jack Easterby's Jesus, I swear.
No, on Jack Easterby's Jesus?
Mine, too. But mine wouldn't tell me to go hire a guy who wasn't on a search firm.
No.
He wouldn't say anything. That's not his business.
Okay, so there's Cal with that haircut.
Someone did that.
I don't want to see multiple people.
Dustin.
I don't want to see that.
Cal
she did the... say thicker than a Snickers. And then Marshall Faulk was mean mugging me kind of for talking to her at all when he was at that little Starbucks in the hotel, like trying to talk to Molly. He's like, She goes, "Hey, Lance, this is Marshall Faulk." "Hey, what's up?" Marshall didn't want to talk to me. He was very disrespectful.
He had
something on his mind.
Yeah. He was trying to talk to Molly, and you were C-blocking him.
So, no, I was trying to talk to Molly first about Lebanese food.
He probably knew years later you compare his body to yours, and that would piss me off, too.
We're both endomorphs. Sorry, don't be an endomorph. Marshall, don't be an endomorph.
Running
not
back.
Not my fault.
And Lance.
It's not
and
my
James
fault.
Harden.
Comparable.
James Harden, yeah.
He's like...
Me, Marshall Faulk, James Harden. Similar.
Huh. How so?
How is that?
Skill level.
In what?
What?
In what we do. I'm the...
No. You're the what?
No.
I'm the Marshall
Faulk. You're the
Josh
Rosen of cooking briskets.
No, I'm the Marshall Faulk of everything I do.
You're the Marshall Faulk of draft analysis?
Yep.
And of briskets?
Wow.
Nope. Yep.
What about of walking?
Yeah. No.
I'm the James Harden
There's Josh
of
Rosen again.
Remembering things?
Josh Rosen. Oh.
The Marshall Faulk of remembering things?
I am the Josh Rosen of remembering things. All right, I'll take the
L. Let's get Carrie in here. What about Lance's charity? Let's talk about that. What up?
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year's. Okay. I guess it's maybe a little bit late for that. Y'all doing all right?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. So last year, I was inspired by Lance. I think he started a charity. It's is it like Kids with No Eyebrows or something like that?
Eyelids. Eyelids for Kids.
Yeah. Eyelids for Kids. Oh, okay. So I did the same, inspired by Lance. I started my underfunded charity. It was elderly without elbows. You call it? You probably heard of it.
Elderly without elbows? No.
You haven't heard it?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll send you the website. We've almost raised $74, and I'm trying to figure out how to distribute that. But last week, and I was out of town, so I heard on Friday. That story that you had about the policeman who decided that some people need a beating. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
I mean, and can we all agree that some people just need a beating? Not everyone, but a lot of people need beatings.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Okay. And so what I was thinking is just trying to partner up with Lance's, because we have a cradle to grave. Lance has kids. I've got the elderly. And we need a social justice component with these policemen that want to beat people. And so, listen, Lance, if you want to partner up, you let me know. I can put you in touch with my people, and we can take a meeting, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Eyelids for Kids works independent. They're an independent LLC and C4 charity.
Hmm.
And 1040 C4? And a 1040
sounds
and a
like
Schedule C.
Explosive charity?
A C10. It's a Schedule C.
501C3?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? Trying to say
it's all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them.
If I wanted to donate to Eyelids for Kids, where would I go?
Not gonna say the website because that's
what's
gonna
the website?
Have that one guy who sends me money, and then I have to send it back.
Because you're committing fraud.
Yeah, because he's trying to entrap me.
No, you asked for money. He's not entrapping
no,
you.
I'm not anymore.
You gave
I'm
out
not,
your Venmo.
I don't want. I know that was a mistake.
Yes, it was.
I didn't think people would actually send money to another person.
We told you don't do that. At the time.
Don't do that ever again. Don't ever, ever, ever do that again. And no, Carrie, not going to have...
No,
not gonna,
elbows for the elderly. It doesn't feel like it hits the same as Eyelids for Kids.
No.
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 Elbows just, for the elderly, elbows for the... Nope, song doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit.
Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids. That hits. That hits. That's why we made it.
No, that's why you made
that's
it.
That's why
not
you...
Not we.
Yeah. So don't send it to Lance's Venmo.
So don't send
any money to Lance's Venmo.
No. You're probably going to have him commit a federal crime if you do. Lance, so what's the website again? So if I wanted to actually go to the website, what is it again?
Eyelidsforkids.com, .org,
it's on
.org. .gov.
.org, .gov.
Yeah, I think it's EFK. I don't know if it got pulled down because their work site jab's working on a new one. So
oh, okay.
Probably under construction right
convenient,
now.
Convenient, I feel.
Yeah.
Taking them a while.
Eyelids for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had an issue with some of the storage stuff been used for vaccines because you also have to store eyelids in sub minus 30 degree weather to kind of keep
them.
Oh,
you got to freeze them. Yeah.
You got to freeze the eyelids to keep them. Yeah.
Dry, how about
out.
Dry ice? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thaw them.
How's your Parler account going? Mm. Like, I know Twitter censored you because it didn't really believe you're an actual charity. How did it go getting the message out on Parler?
For Eyelids for Kids?
Yeah.
I don't run their social media.
You don't?
I have no. I'm just a celebrity face.
You're the celebrity
face. Yeah, I'm celebrity face. Do you think, does anyone actually ask Sally Struthers where the kids were? Like, well, yeah,
I'm sure they do.
Where's the kid that you showed us from Africa? Is he, can you send me a picture? She's like, I just voiced a commercial. Hey, Sarah McLaughlin, where are those dogs? You got any, what's going on with the dogs? She's like, I just sang a song. I let them use my song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about these dogs. I just...
So you're washing your hands?
Of an angel. She didn't make that for the dogs. That's a song. It's the same thing for me. Give me my money, and I'll promote Kids Without Eyes.
Give me my money.
Get him out of this.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. You want to promote your podcast?
Yeah, actually, the one that's out right now, if you watched Alone Season 7, we just put out a couple days ago, Roland, who was in minus 33 degree weather, was living there. This guy is one of the most interesting people you'll ever see. If you watched Alone at all, it's on the Off Script podcast with me and Eric Layden, so go check that out. We've got Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach, Quincy Avery. We've got a lot of different stuff on there, but so the first one is listen to that one. Listen to Roland and even if you don't watch Alone, I think you'll find it really, really interesting. And we taped a podcast. Dell will probably know who this guy is because he watched a lot of TV. You do, with Juan Pablo Raba, who is currently in a show called Coyote with Michael Chiklis. He's like a kind of a upper class cartel guy who runs the cartel. He has been in Shot Caller, and he was the right hand man for Pablo Escobar in Narcos Season 1. The guy with the sweet hat and the sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about on our podcast. That one's going to come out later this week. On the podcast, he talks about how it was just a bleep show getting Season 1 of Narcos taped. They didn't want to, it was going to be in Toronto originally where they were going to tape it. And then the Brazilian director said, no, this has to be done in Colombia. We have to have it authentic. People in Colombia are worried that it could lead to violence because people were... And this guy's uncle was killed by Pablo Escobar. He was on the plane that got exploded.
Really?
Remember that?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm fully aware of, to me, it's not about, we're not glorifying Pablo Escobar. We want you to know exactly who he is. And this whole idea of the money, you know, because he gave money for kids and church. He was buying votes and buying influence. He had all the money in the world. That was nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said to give to do stuff at schools and all that, that was not even a 0.00001% of his money. He said he did that to get votes and to influence the people of Colombia because he wanted to get more power. And because I didn't know that his uncle had been killed on that plane that Pablo blew up. But yeah, it was pretty interesting talking to him. Him and Eric did the show Six together where they were Navy SEALs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're not gonna like him though, because he said, I just don't understand the idea of like guys' night out. He goes, for what? But he was saying it specifically, guys' night out after filming. You're on set. And I'm like, yeah, if you're with somebody all day long, I can see why you don't want to spend an extra 3 hours with those same guys.
Yeah. Well,
you want to go wind down.
You know, guys' night out means you're getting away from your women.
You right? Have a guys' night out 5 days a week.
Who does?
You do.
No, I don't.
Or?
Well, during the day, yeah, my wife's working, so I got
to
play.
Why don't you stay home and get some things done around the house to help her out?
I did. I woke up this morning, brushed my teeth. That's enough. That's plenty.
Do you do anything at the house?
No. Why would I?
I mean, I don't have an answer.
No.
Why would I? I don't know. Do things need to be done?
I don't know. No one tells me anything.
Are you handy?
The least. Literally.
Your Honor, let me ask a couple questions. Just yes or no answers, please. Did you at one point have a company, potentially an LLC called it's an incorporation. Did you have a business called Odd Jobs Incorporated?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Did you have any employees, or were you a single person, or did you have a business?
Me and Jimmy Lyons. It was a partnership.
It was a partnership. Well, and you were incorporated. Did you go through the proper paperwork to get incorporated?
No, we just named it.
So you held yourself out as an incorporated company.
Right.
Were you bonded and insured at
all?
No. Okay. Did you do handiwork around people's houses?
I mean, I think that's...
What were your levels of specialty? What were your areas of specialty with Odd Jobs Incorporated?
We once took a bunch of stones and we shoved them into a basement. That was the job. They had a big pile of stones that they wanted in their basement.
For what purpose?
I don't know. Don't ask.
You don't ask. Where is there a body in the basement?
I had to fix a woman's bathroom once. Oh, we had to fix a chimney. Actually fixed a chimney.
What do you mean by fixed?
You know, cemented it, you know.
And, like the mortar?
Yeah, and it didn't turn out.
It didn't take?
We thought, you know, one bag, and it probably should have been like a quarter of a bag, and we ended up using like three or four bags.
And it dried up, and you got a big, heavy-ass thing.
Terrible. It was horrible. Why someone would have
this job?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, the tiles in the woman's bathroom that were falling off.
They were literally sliding off while you're waiting for the check.
While we're getting the check. Thanks. Okay. Wait. No, don't look. Here. You know, walk us out. Yeah.
Walk us out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the door?
Even though you have owned, even though you've been proprietor of, held yourself out, Odd Jobs Incorporated, you don't believe yourself to be fit to do anything around the house.
No, but actually, and it's funny, my brother's an engineer. So, like, if I put together, like, a little table.
So, you're Eli.
My wife gets a table, and I'll put it together.
Are you Eli, and he's Peyton?
Pretty much. No, I'm more the other one.
Cooper.
Yeah,
but everyone says great things about Cooper.
Oh, do they?
He was the best of the Mannings.
Oh, Eli, Mannings. Yeah, I'm more.
Remember, he's the best of the Mannings.
Yeah, I'm probably Cal, and my brother's the other brother.
Carrie? I think it's Carrie.
Is it Carrie?
Yeah. You're Cal.
I'm Cal. As far as fixing stuff, I'm Cal.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I'll put together a table. All you have to do is put in two screws, but I'll text my brother. Look it, I'm the engineer in the family. And he goes, I'm not sure. I should have a master's in, you know, stuff around the house. And he's like, I'm not sure.
I should have a master's in stuff around the house.
Two screws into a table would qualify you, but okay.
I don't like doing things like that because if I show that I'm capable.
Yeah, then she'll ask you to do more.
I have to anyway, but yeah. I like to slow roll.
My wife has actually hired someone that comes and does that. Like, can you change that light bulb? Yeah, I can. And so she hires somebody to do that as opposed to me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know there's a light bulb company.
Years and years. Oh, well, yeah, there is. Remember we started
a
company.
Fake one. We had fake one. Commercials.
Yeah, of,
and people were really
like,
why is that company
changing your light bulbs? Remember?
Light changers. Lightchangers.com.
Yeah.
And Chance made up a whole jingle. People didn't know it wasn't real. We had commercials for them. We once did a couple live reads for lights. They will come to your house. They will change your light bulbs. People started to get angry. Like, why is there a company that changes your light bulbs? It just unscrew it. I don't understand how they can be in business. Matt Thomas wanted to start a company where remotes for you, where he would create, like, he would come to people, would do your remote controls for you, or it was something,
change your channels.
Like, or he would go to sports bars and figure, that's what it was, to figure out how to get it on the channels that you need so you get the right sports
right.
You know,
yeah,
you get the right
that you know what, there's a lot of sports bars could use that. It's to me, it's one of the most annoying and aggravating things about if you go to a sports bar and they don't know how to get, they don't have the TVs on the right games on any or games, or that game ends and there's another one coming. Change the damn channel. Dude, this is your job. Do that. Okay, that really aggravates me. I could actually could do that. get the games on, the
Matt
right
Thomas
games
Thomas already came up with the idea. He hasn't followed through.
Yeah, right. So if he, has, he doesn't follow
how
through.
How could you do it?
Because I know you. It's time to change the damn game.
You. It's one thing to just
now
say
that I can do.
It's time. You can't just say it's time to change the channel. It's another to know how to work through the different receivers they have with multiple.
No, it's
you
not
have
that hard.
No chance.
Not that hard. Not that hard. Now, changing a light bulb, I probably need somebody to do that. Yeah. But no. I'm the least handy person ever. No. And you know what? It's been years of perfecting that.
It plays in your it plays in your favor.
Yes.
Del, these are things to remember when you get married.
She doesn't ask me to do anything.
Del's going to have to.
It's the best.
Del's going to get totally played by his wife.
Wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. First of all, that would actually have to occur. I would really get played if I got married. What are we doing here again?
Yeah. What?
Where am I?
What the hell? How did this happen?
Played.
No, more she's like, going to want you to do stuff.
More like drugged to get that done.
Okay, can you plant these plants outside? No.
Nah, I can't.
No.
Sorry. Don't know how.
No, there's a game on. There's not a game on. There's nothing.
I wouldn't even say there's a game. I'd be like,
no.
I don't know how to do that. You don't? No, I don't. No. Sorry. We'll get someone for that.
My wife gave up on asking me to do anything a long time ago.
I would say,
and it's worked out perfectly for our marriage.
I'm somewhat capable. I can change my own brake pads and stuff. But you know what? When I'm asked to do something, what? I'm like, how do you say can't do it?
Huh? Okay.
Like Alec Baldwin's wife who pretended like she couldn't speak English.
Right.
I'd be like, how do you say not handy?
How you say?
No say.
No say.
958 ESPN 97.5. Anthony, you'll be first up on the other side. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.